I'm going to read a short excerpt from chapter one of the novel, and I don't want to get into a long synopsis of the piece, but I do want to give you a little bit of insight into what you're going to be hearing. The novel is organized around four main characters, but the character who I'm reading from tonight is one that is in everybody's lives, all the characters' lives. Her name is Baby Divine. You'll find out a little bit of why she was named that in this excerpt. But as George said, there is a bit of the mysterious divine and human aspects to particularly this character. One thing you need to know about Baby Divine, aside from the fact that most people call her Viney, because it's hard for people to just walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, Baby Divine." So they have to make it more human and familiar, right? But one thing that's important to know about her is that her whole life has been shaped and basically driven, if you excuse the pun, driven by horses. Horses come into her life, horses take her, and that's the mystery. I can't even explain to you why, but it just happens that way. I appreciate being allowed to be the sole prose reader in a group of poets, so we are changing gears here a little bit, but the leaping parts that you will engage in is not so much leaping in the narrative. The narrative's fairly straightforward, but it's kind of mystery that works its way in between all the things that I described happening. So. The novel is called Down from Moonshine, and this is a flashback in Baby Divine's life from her early years in chapter one.